Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
78.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats,
shirts,
and
shoe accessories.
Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Hey there, people. You're welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast. You're listening to episode number 78, The Wolf. That would be my radio station. I'd be The Wolf. You're now tuned in to The Wolf. Wolf Radio. And I don't know why. I'm not big on wolves. I like Yellow Wolf. Timberwolves. They're okay. I mean, they're a Minnesota team, so I support them. Unless you're a Viking, then I don't. So, yeah, that's neither here nor there. What you're about to listen to here is the Caboose. At the Caboose in Minneapolis, there was a show Friday night. Friday, the 20th of June, and it was featuring Carnage, and followed up by Dem Atlas, Johnny Question Mark, Halogen One, and I was hoping to get Dem Atlas, because I'd tried to get him on an interview before, right when he signed to Rhymesayers, and it didn't happen, and Carnage, of course, I've known Carnage for a while, we know each other, and we just kind of haven't been able to align our schedules. That's what I'm going to go with. And it just hasn't worked out yet. So, and the funny thing is, it didn't work out when I was there either. So I didn't get Dem Atlas or Carnage on this podcast, unfortunately. I spent a lot of time in the back room at the Caboose. Here's who I do have. Here's who you're going to hear, okay, on this podcast. Today, I got a gentleman by the name of Luke. Luke is a good friend of Johnny Question Mark, and therefore my friend. And he goes by Sidecar Tony for this episode. And then I got Halogen One, and their hype man slash friend, producer friend, rapper friend, Poe Etiquette. And then I got Johnny Question Mark returning to the show for the 58th time. Professor Fresh as well. Professor Fresh showed up unexpectedly, and then his girlfriend Laura, who I find very entertaining and friendly, and Laura is very educated of in the 80s, so she fits right in with the best summer of your life theme that I got going, and Professor Fresh, of course, too. But, so that was an unexpected guest, both of them, so that was cool to add them into this. So it's a solid 40-45 minutes of bullshitting, you know? If you're into bullshitting, let's shit bowls together. What's trending right now? That's the cool thing to say. What's trending? I thought, what am I going to talk about on this podcast here before the show actually starts? So I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fun? Because I like to do fun things. I'm a fun guy, all right? Fun thing to do is talk about what's trending right now and kind of give my take, because you know my opinion matters to you, and I know you really, my opinion really sways your opinion either way. If you're gonna like it, if I say I like it, you're like, oh yeah, I like it. That's not true at all. But Here's what's trending. Apparently, there's a website called whatstrending.com, and I don't know where this information's pulled from, but the headline is Katie Couric, who's a talk show host now, former news correspondent, marries investment banker in the Hamptons. And guess what? I don't give a shit. Next thing on the line, AC/DC is ready to shake you all night long, and they're touring again. That's pretty cool, even though they're in their 60s, 70s maybe. They're old as fuck. And I probably will not see them, but I think that's pretty cool. To keep playing music that long, original music, very cool. But still, I'm not going to go see them. The cable channel Lifetime is to air Saved by the Bell biopic. Original casting director Robin Lippin on board. I don't know who Robin Lippin is. But Saved by the Bell, I watched it. It was a guilty pleasure. It's a stupid show. I feel sorry for Screech. Mario Lopez is doing pretty good for himself. And that's really all I got on that. I don't have cable, so I'm not going to watch it. Next on the line, Thelma and Louise replicate iconic selfie. So you're familiar with Thelma and Louise. It was a movie, probably from the early 90s, late 80s. Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis, they apparently dressed up like they did in the movie and took a selfie. And old actors and actresses do this kind of stuff to make themselves relevant. And that's kind of what it sounds like, girls. So, what's next? Breaking Bad spinoff Better Call Saul renewed for a second season before the first even premieres. That's interesting. Now, if you ask me, Breaking Bad, if you've ever seen it, the best television show ever. As far as like a serious drama with a slight sprinkling of comedy in there, Breaking Bad is amazing. Fucking amazing. And I always thought that the spinoff of Better Call Saul, which it's been talked about for a while, was kind of a stupid idea, because, I mean, it sounds like a straight-out comedy, because the guy who plays as Saul, Bob Odenkirk, is a comedian, and he produces and writes as well, but he's a comedian. But if Al Franken, former cast member of SNL and speechwriter for politicians, can be a politician today and make that transition, then I think that Bob Odenkirk can do a serious show. I mean, he played the role of Saul Goodman, and it was a good part for him, I'd say. I mean, he definitely brought some comedic relief to the show when it needed it. You know, kind of his sleazy lawyer role that he played, you know. That was cool. And the reality is, I can dog on it as much as I want, but I am going to watch the show. Somehow, some way, I'm going to find a way to watch it, because it's going to be on cable, and I'll find a way to watch it, and that's just it. But hey, before I go here, I do want to remind the listeners, I was originally scheduled, and I talked about it, I didn't even talk about it on the last episode. The episode before that I announced, I'm going to be on Save the Kids Radio, which is a Augsburg College radio show that, it's actually live on the air, and I believe you can stream it on their website as well. And I will be on there. I was originally slated to be on there the 27th of June, and they rescheduled. They start recording now on Sundays at 5:10 p.m. I will be on the air on Save the Kids Radio. If you want more of me, and I'm sure you do, everybody wants a little slice of Rob. That's where I'll be. And I will post up the information online, and I'm sure I'll whore it out to the Facebook world. So check me out there. So either way, you know what? Fuck it. Here's episode number 78, recorded backstage at the Caboose in Minneapolis with everybody that I mentioned before. Thank you, Rob Podcast. Best summer of your life. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see. Change your mind, you'd better change it back, or we will both be sorry. This is the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number 78.
It is.
And it is. I'm here with Luke.
Luke, the magic man.
Not Luke, like the Two Live Crew Luke rapper.
No.
Uncle Luke, or I think they call him Grandpa Luke these days.
Grandpa Luke. I do have gray hair.
Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. Well, I tell
you. What do you want to go by here? What should I refer to you as?
I've never had.
What was it? Sidecar?
Sidecar Tony.
Sidecar Tony.
Sidecar Tony.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with for the night.
So you were telling me something before we started recording this. We're backstage at the Caboose with a Z.
Yep.
Which makes sense with Sidecar Tony. We're at the Caboose.
Yep.
Sidecar Tony.
I like it.
In Minneapolis.
Yep.
Backstage, this is Carnage the Executioner,
mm-hmm.
Johnny Question Mark,
mm-hmm.
Dem Atlas, and some other people.
I'm really excited about tonight.
You are.
Also Ashley's birthday.
Yep. Yes.
So.
You were telling me. Continue.
I was telling you about the brown note. And some other people are going to. Someone's going to be able to tell us what the brown note is actually from. I believe, Chair, the brown note is from Mallrats. Where's it from?
It's a Kevin Smith movie, though, is it not?
It is. When the brown note is hit.
Do you know what the brown note is?
Everyone poops their pants.
Everybody. South Park. That's what it is.
Okay.
South Park.
I thought it was from a movie. But I wanted
to. Well, there is a South Park movie, so you weren't far off.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I've seen that a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted to turn the tables on the Thank You Rob podcast. You've been to a lot of shows.
I've been to millions.
Millions?
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay, maybe 10,000.
You've been to 10,000 shows. I wanted to ask you.
Can I do this? Can I get comfortable here?
Hey, don't get too comfortable.
Not
because I've heard things about these couches.
This is true.
Okay.
I'm getting a little too comfortable.
What I wanted to ask you was, because we haven't got it back to the basics of the brown note. The brown note, when
a
note is hit.
Yep.
Bowels.
Shit yourself.
Well, you know, are we on public broadcasting or what's?
Nope. Okay. It's the world.
We can swear?
It's not. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. When the brown note's hit, you release your bowels or you shit yourself.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you, with the shows you've been to, have you been in like these back rooms or have you been like in front of the speakers when a note's hit where you're like, whoa, I might
shit myself.
Yeah.
No. I have not.
Nothing has ever triggered you to be
no.
like, okay. That
I will say back when we used to perform a lot, I'd get a little nervous and I'd fart. That was my nervous thing. I'd fart.
You ever take a nervous poop?
Yeah, a couple times.
Like before this party starts?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a shit.
Yep. Just get it done.
Right.
Get it out of the way.
Right.
But maybe, subconsciously, I didn't want to shit myself. I didn't want that brown note to be hit.
You knew the brown note was going to happen tonight. You know the show was going to be that good. You're like, look, I can either shit myself on stage or I can take care of it before we start.
Right.
Boom.
Not having known about the brown note before tonight.
Right.
Although I do recall this from a South Park episode or
okay.
movie. Now I was warned about this couch and I feel like I'm just... I feel like I'm itching already.
Yeah.
I'm itching.
Right.
I've got mysterious hair on the microphone already. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how this night's going to go.
I think it's going to be a good night. We got a lot of people up tonight. I'm excited about Dem Atlas. I'm excited about Halogen 1.
All right. Halogen 1, yes. I forgot
Johnny
about.
Question
Now, Halogen 1 is not just one person. Is that correct?
I think it's three dudes. I saw them earlier. I saw them warming up.
Okay.
Or what do they call them? Mic check.
One, and two, three.
What? There's three guys, yeah.
Right.
Of course,
sure.
One, two, three. There's three guys. So, they sounded good in warm-ups.
Yeah.
I just hope they bring their A game tonight.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know.
Well, you shit or get off the pot.
Shit or get the brown note off the pot. That's what I always say.
Hi, Charity. Charity's over here.
Charity, a.k.a. C. Murder.
C. Murder.
Bringing it. Right, Chair?
Yep.
She's just being a mime over in the corner.
You're doing a good job.
Doing a really
Charity
good job.
Is also with child. She is with child.
You're with child?
Yeah.
All right. Well, some things you learn right on air, right, Rob?
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I thought she was just putting on some weight.
I didn't want to say anything.
I didn't want to say it. Right?
I didn't want to
yeah.
say it.
Yeah.
You know? What are you going to do?
Yeah. Wife of Johnny Question Mark.
They're married.
Charity, you want to come over here and grab a mic?
Chair, get hot.
Charity?
Get
Charity?
Hot.
Chair?
Get hot.
Chair? Chair, come on. Hey, chair.
Chair. Huh?
Chair. No. No.
You know, Rob. Okay. Some people are just too cool for school. Right?
Yes, this is true. Right. This is true.
All right.
Let's take a break. We'll wait for the next guest to roll on in.
That sounds good. I'll be here all night. I'm Sidecar Tony.
Sidecar. I was going to say Sideshow. Sidecar Tony.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. You guys here? Halogen One?
I don't think so.
What up? Where he at?
We're still backstage at the Caboose.
Hooray!
With a Z. And Halogen One, who is actually three people, kind of?
Kind of. Two people and a hype man for tonight.
Kind of just drag him along.
What's the fraction of the two?
So,
or as a whole, how would you break that down, the third person?
Well, he's just... Yeah, we're kind of a crew. We're the Baker Street Irregulars, but tonight we're just booked as Halogen One, which is just me and this dude.
Okay.
So Baker Street Irregulars... Here, I should probably put this closer. Baker Street Irregulars is all three of us. So tonight we needed like a button pusher on stage.
Okay.
And he's going to do a couple tracks with us, and so we just invited him along.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, right?
Nice, we're pretty good guys.
Yeah,
so how old are you guys? You're under 21.
Yeah, we're 19.
19, all right. And how old is this guy over here?
25.
25. I'm the old guy.
Oh, no, we hang out with like a 40-year-old, so he's not even the oldest one.
He buys us our beer.
They actually produced a record for me last year, dropped in October, called Fresh Out of Fucks. I actually go by Poeticit, but so that's kind of how we met and stuff, just via the internet. And then,
okay.
Since then, I guess we've become pretty good friends and shit. So.
Nice.
We mesh.
So where are you guys from then?
Born in Minneapolis, moved out to the suburbs, Lakeville, when we were 5. And yeah, so
been
we've
kind
of just been commuting. And I lived in Mankato last year because I went to school down there, but... Now I just got into the U of M, so I'll be living in the cities.
Okay.
So
how about this guy?
Born and raised from all over the Twin Cities. I live on the north side now, so that's fun.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. It really is.
So these are kind of some questions that I usually ask guests of the show.
All right.
And some of them are kind of testing your Minnesota knowledge.
Okay, you know? Perfect.
Some of them are testing nothing at all.
All right.
So the first question is going to be, what is Prince's real name?
Damn.
Oh, shit. We're just going to look like chumps right
I'm going to go with...
Hey, you'd be surprised how many people don't know.
God. Shit.
I would imagine most people probably don't know.
Right. Yeah, but you would think most people in Minnesota would. They should know.
I wouldn't be surprised if his first name is Prince, because he's a prince.
You're one-third of the way there.
Prince.
His real name, Prince Rogers Nelson.
Damn.
He's a Nelson.
Oh, he's a Nelson.
He's a Nelson. Those bitch
Nelsons.
Doesn't
really look like a Nelson.
So Halogen One.
Yes.
Individually, by the way, what are your names?
Okay, my name is... Nope, shut up.
All right.
Me first.
All right.
Matt
no, shut
Dunn.
Up, me first. And you?
And then I... Yeah.
Well, my name is Matt Dunn, but I go by Automatic on stage. And,
okay.
And,
Automatic.
I'm Apollo, spelled A-P-A-U-L-O, because my name is Paul. And
nice.
I'm not a very creative name maker-upper.
And your name over there?
I'm Poeticit.
What? Say it again.
Poeticit.
Poeticit?
But like most people etiquette? Call him Patheticit.
Just playing, don't call him that. Yeah.
All right. What's something that not a lot of people know about you guys, but you wish more people did know?
I have a bigger dick than Matt.
Right.
I wish everybody knew that shit.
It's funny because everybody does know that.
Yeah,
that's why it's the joke.
One thing that people don't know.
I mean, we're twins.
Okay.
I guess.
I would never have guessed that.
Yeah, I mean.
Having just met you guys.
I don't know. I think we're pretty transparent people. We don't have any very many secrets.
We're not very mysterious. Yeah. We like to wear it on the sleeve.
Yeah, there you go. That's all right.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I don't know. I killed a man.
That's
I can't talk about that.
Yeah. Let's just leave it at that. How about Poeticit over there?
Yeah.
One thing you wish more people knew about you that they don't know already.
If you offer me drugs, I'll probably take them.
Understood. What if it's meth?
I mean, no meth, no sketchy drugs. I don't fuck with sketchy drugs.
Understood.
But, psychedelics or any of those fun things.
Caffeine.
Right. He likes to stay responsible.
Oh, God, caffeine.
Give me some Surge. I've been looking for that. Give me some Surge.
How about Slurm?
Slurm?
You know about
I'm
Slurm?
I'm open to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's for future round.
I solely do bath salts.
Bath salts?
Yeah. Yeah, solely.
Don't get a bad rap.
All right, starting over here with Automatic here. What's in your stereo right now? What are you listening to?
It's a mix right now, but I'm going to say mostly Foreign Beggars, I think.
It's heavily
what's your car?
Produced by Exile, if you know who Exile is, like Blue and Exile.
Blue and Exile, yes.
So it's like there's a lot of shit produced by Exile, and then there's some Common and Outkast and Big Boy. And
Foreign
Beggars.
This
isn't into like mixes. We don't have any like... We don't buy albums, we just steal them offline.
My CD player is broken in my truck, so I'm listening to NPR.
He's getting NPR.
It's actually stuck on NPR.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Change it.
Can I tell you a kind of a depressing transition in my life? I was really into the Insane Clown Posse at one point in my life.
Oh, no.
These guys were along for the ride. I just want them. Yes. See?
Damn.
And I'm okay to say, at one point, Insane Clown Posse was a joy for me to listen to. But then they started to get really shitty. All right? And I had a CD player in my car, and it was like their first album that was really shitty was stuck in there, and I couldn't change it to the radio. It was only that CD that would play, and I was very much forced to listen to that one. It was Shangri-La Hell's Wraith. Hell's Wraith? Is that right? What's the name of that album? Is that the name of the album? Hell's Pit. That's what that was the one. Yeah, yeah. And that was my life at that time. Right. That's good. But this was like 15, 10 years ago or something.
Take me away.
All right. Here's a question that the two of you could maybe answer together.
Ooh.
If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which would it be?
Zach and Cody.
Fuck
right
shit.
Off the bat. Or no, Full House.
Full House.
Full House. We'd be Mary Kate.
Oh, then
Kate.
You could yeah, Mary you could Kate. Take the and place Ashley. Of those two. Nice.
All right, but I call Mary Kate.
Damn. All right, well then never mind.
Fuck off, Ashley.
Back to Zach.
No.
Bitch ass Ashley.
How about you over there? A TV sitcom family. Who would you be?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No, yes. You'd be a Kardashian. Yes. You'd be a Kardashian for sure.
That's reality. That's real shit.
As long as I get to be Kim, because she bangs Kanye. So you know.
That's what you want to. You want to be banging Kanye.
I get some hot production, right?
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with his rap, but I get some hot production at least.
Yeah.
Leave that off.
Nothing gets edited out. I want you to know that. Yeah. Everything goes
Who
here.
Who is this poetic man? All
right, one more question. What is one profession that you've always admired? One profession.
Drug dealer?
That is a very admirable profession.
Yeah,
it's either between
lucrative.
Stripper or gynecologist, for sure.
Something to do with vaginas.
Yeah,
anything to do with vaginas is all right in my book.
We get it, you're straight.
I never said that. I never
I'm
going
to go ahead
that.
And say teacher.
Teacher. That's real. That shit's real.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I feel like I had some teachers that kind of shaped me throughout high school and shit, and like I feel like they're underpaid and all that, but the ones that actually give a fuck and like they make a lot of difference in the world, more difference than almost anybody else. You know, that's you can really change the world from that position.
Right.
And they do it for not enough money out of the goodness of their heart when they do it well. You know, like high school teachers and shit. So yeah.
Fuck school dropout.
Yeah, that too.
That's my message.
The education system's fucked, but you know the one.
Right.
But the teachers are.
That's
teachers
deep.
Eye.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, seriously.
It did just get real.
I know,
is this Mr. Rogers on your shirt?
It is.
Mr. Rogers.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
In the hood. All right. Nice. Nice.
If you can know Pulp Fiction.
TJ Maxx, baby.
I've heard of that
Cole's
before.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh yeah, the one with the dogs. Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh yeah, Jules gets all the bitches. All
right, so where can we find Halogen One on the internet?
You can find us at Halogen Rhymes on Twitter, Facebook, just Halogen One, Bandcamp.halogenmusic.
No, it's halogenmusic.bandcamp.com.
And then SoundCloud, we have Halogen One Beats because we are also producers, and SoundCloud Halogen One. So that's where you can find us.
Or if you're really lazy, you can just Google Halogen One.
Okay, that's worked.
Yeah.
That's worked before. I've tried that before, the Googling thing.
Pretty dope.
And you'd be surprised. Don't be afraid.
I mean, there's not a lot of things called Halogen One. Right. So it's like very limited selection when you type it.
Okay.
All right, Poeticate.
Poeticate.
Yeah, you can find me. It's a phonetic spelling of the name. It's POETIKIT.
You just Google that, and it'll, you know, you'll find a SoundCloud, a Bandcamp, find me on Facebook, whatever, or at Twitter at Trip Hardigan. It's Trip HARDIGAN. I don't really use Twitter, so I don't even know why I mentioned that. But yeah, just Google Google Poeticit. POETIKIT.
Maybe if enough people follow you, you'll be then interested again.
Yeah,
there you go.
Now I just
kind
of fuck around when I'm drunk every once in a while.
There you go.
But.
All right. Well, thanks for doing the show, guys. It was
yeah,
it was
Brian,
good to meet you.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Yo. Can we even hear that beat in the background? Because I was just rocking that yo freestyle. That's the best freestyle I've ever had. Why don't you pick up a microphone? Red, right here. The red one. That's you.
Take the red pill.
Yo. You take the red pill. Yo.
What up?
Red or the blue pill, right?
The red pill or the blue pill?
Red pill and the blue pill. Now that's some Matrix shit.
Who's this?
That is BTC Wood, Brent Lambert. He makes pieces, you know, like Jesus pieces, Minnesota pieces, out of
when
recycled
I pieces,
skateboards.
I think of like things you smoke weed out
pieces.
Of.
Pieces.
Yeah, not that.
Not that, no. These are, you know, chain.
Wearables?
Wearables, yep. Jewelry, if you will.
Yeah.
Out of recycled skateboard decks. People that break their skateboards, you know.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
it
is.
That's a really good concept.
Very unique idea, and he does it very well.
Is he a sponsor of the show?
No, he's just a friend. He's been on a couple. He listens just about every episode,
well,
as far as I know.
Let's talk about maybe getting me a
Johnny
me a
question mark piece.
Yep.
I have no
a
thank you, Rob piece.
Piece. You know what I'd like to do is I feel like I'm the only rapper who doesn't wear anything around their neck.
You know what? He gave me one at Soundset, Minnesota one, and I was gonna wear it tonight, but I don't do that.
You
know?
Wear necklaces.
I'm not a necklace guy.
See, I'd love to be a necklace guy, but I don't own a necklace.
Okay. Wait, so if you had one, would you wear one?
Probably.
Tonight?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would.
See, now
sure.
That's the thing is, I didn't want to be like, oh. Rob's wearing one of those now, you know?
Yeah, he's that guy.
He's
now.
That guy. Like, I didn't wear it yesterday or the day before, but I wore it today at the hip-hop show.
Right.
At the rap show.
Right.
The rapture.
I'm looking at these levels here.
You are? Yeah, you're a little low.
You notice how low I am?
I'm going to bring you up a little bit. And that's what I do.
Do you want me to swallow this mic?
That's what I do. I bring you up.
Oh, you do. You lift me up.
John, did you know that this is the best summer of your life?
It probably is the best summer of my life, actually.
It is. You know, and that's ironic because you got a child on the way.
I do. Yeah.
You just had the hottest album in the Twin Cities come out.
It's yeah.
Number
I mean,
one album.
We're doing okay.
Yeah.
It's been a very good summer for me.
Yeah.
So
that's
far.
Cool. You
and
got that raise you've been working on.
Yep.
Did you really?
No.
Oh. but it is.
We've had some really good shows and we've
like
played.
Tonight.
Yep. Very exciting to be, you know, playing with Carnage and Dem Atlas, really talented good people and yeah, we've expanded our audience considerably. You know,
that's good.
It's been a really fun spring and summer. You know, ever since the record came out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think it's not so much the content that's on the album; it's the artwork of the album.
The artwork is
really
that's really what
I like
sells
to do
out.
On my podcast is really make it about me.
Yeah,
ultimately,
well, the art is really good. And you know, we went through a lot of different pictures and different
right. variations
ideas,
of the album. Yeah,
ideas of,
and that's
of,
the way it should go.
Yeah.
If you went with like the first idea, it's just
no.
I don't remember what the first iteration of it was.
It was more. It was less orange. It was like almost like that paper,
yes.
color,
yes.
like that recycled paper color.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So this is what I'm doing for the best summer of your entire life.
Yes.
The theme that I'm doing over the summer
yeah.
is I'm bringing it back to the '80s.
Okay.
Do you remember the '80s?
Take hits from the '80s.
I take hits from the 80s, yes.
Yeah. I was born in the 80s, so yeah, I do remember them.
Okay. What as far as movies, music go, what's your 80s go-to?
Well, what year was Return of the Jedi? Was that 81,
83?
Was Empire, was it 70?
It went 77, 80, 83.
Yeah, so.
Return of the
Star
Jedi.
Wars.
You know what? I had Christopher.
Two Star Wars movies in the 80s.
Christopher Michael Jensen on the podcast 2 weeks ago, and we talked about
CM
Return
Cool
of the Jedi.
J.
CM Cool J, yep. And Uncle L, not Uncle L, But we talked about Return of the Jedi, and I really wish Big Joe was in here right now.
Oh, Joe hates Return of the Jedi.
Doesn't he hate the movie?
It's his absolute least. He doesn't think it's accurate, like that. Like a bunch of Ewoks could take down, you know, a huge powerful empire.
Hey, power in numbers, man. Yeah. Power in numbers.
Yeah, but just, I think he's concerned about the fact that they're, like, hitting him with sticks and rocks.
Okay, but they have
laser guns and giant walking machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Underground bunkers, you know, it just... I don't necessarily agree with him, but I don't disagree with his theory about it, you know. So I'm in the middle. I do like the movie.
But that's what I like about the Ewoks is they have these primitive tools, these weapons, but they master them. Yep. They know how to use them.
Yep.
It can't be the first time people with laser guns and speeder bikes and AT-ATs came by,
bikes,
you know?
Yeah.
And that scene where Wicket, the Ewok, gets on the speeder bike and he's like, "Wee!" You know?
Yeah, I remember that. It's a good scene.
But I'm talking like 80s. That, like, you watch an 80s movie, you're like, holy shit,
you
that
know
looks
it's
like
from the 80s.
From the hair, the music in the movie, or the music itself.
The music from the 80s.
Yeah. Are you a fan of I like 80s pop music.
Like what?
Cyndi
what
Lauper, Talking Heads.
See, I don't really listen to that stuff. You know, my wife really likes 80s, like the hair metal, like that late 80s.
All right.
Like Poison and
Rat,
Motley Crue.
Tooties, yeah.
Yeah, Motley Crue, those sort of bands. She'd probably be a better person to talk to about 80s music.
That's the thing is I don't get into that aspect of the 80s. I mean, I'll listen to it. It's not my first choice.
You want to listen to Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Def Leppard, on
you
the other hand.
The
Def Leppard
that,
is an exception to that rule. I love Def Leppard.
There you go.
What was their album? Pyromania?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
There was a couple of albums, really big albums they had in the 80s that were just fucking huge.
Yeah. They were a really famous band.
Yeah. And they're badass.
Yep. That's 80s. I mean, that's 80s for me. Really, the most significant thing about the 80s was the fact that I was born.
You were born.
That's number one.
Yep.
1987.
Twins
Minnesota
won the
Twins
World Series.
World Series. That was a really that was
Cardinals.
A really big one. Yeah, that was St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that's the 80s in a nutshell to me. I was born.
Two things.
I was
Those
born
two
in the,
things.
I was born. There were two Star Wars movies. And the Twins on the World Series. That's it. I mean, you could write a whole book. Boom, one page. 80s. Yeah.
John's life in the 80s.
Can you believe they did so many I Love the 80s? They could have covered that in 30 seconds.
That could have been covered in one pop-up video thing that came up on the screen.
Absolutely.
That man, this is... I was hoping for more out of you on the 80s.
I don't know.
Okay, Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
Breakfast
I like
Club?
It fine. I know. I mean, all those, like... That group of movies, I like them fine, but I don't go out of my way to watch The Breakfast Club.
Okay, I will say The Breakfast Club is streaming on Netflix right now.
Yeah, maybe I need to give it a rewatch.
You should. So Judd Nelson.
Yeah.
Who else is in that?
Estevez.
Emilio Estevez, Anthony Michael Hall.
What's the guy who? This guy.
I don't know his name, but yeah, I
like
got
the
you
principal?
For two more weeks, or what is it? Two more weeks, or two more Saturdays. You mess with the bull, you get
mess
the horns.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns. He's like the principal.
He always reminds me of Principal Skinner from The Simpsons. That actually might be who he's based out of.
Could be.
Molly Ringwald is in that. And the other, Ally Sheedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's a few movies that are streaming on Netflix right now. That's not right. Adventures in Babysitting.
Yep, I heard you were just talking about
Just talked about that. License to Drive, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
You know, I love Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
Yeah. They were a killer duo. Dynamic duo, even.
They were a super dynamic duo.
Yeah.
Hey!
Douchebag convention.
We're talking about Corey Haim and Corey Feldman.
That was a relief.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, you showed up at the perfect time.
If Lost Boys 3 would have happened before 2, Corey Haim would still be alive. I'm out.
Boom.
Well, let's wrap up this one. Let's wrap it up.
The 80s in a nutshell.
Al, why don't you come over here and pick this green mic up? Let's talk about the 80s, because I know you
80s.
Can rock some 80s.
He was really disappointed with my 80s knowledge.
All I got's 80 knowledge.
Oh, you got Back to the Future?
Back to the Future, part one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's 80s.
What year was that? Do you
85?
Know? 85? That sounds about right. No, 83 is too early.
Yeah, 5.
Too early.
Too early bird specials.
You're dropping money over there, player.
Love it.
He's making it rain.
No, you know, it's funny. A good friend of mine posted a thing on Facebook the other day about there's this website that points out movies where it seems like everything's right, but really someone got screwed. And Back to the Future is like a great one. Like, yeah. Biff's life is in shambles. But hey, Marty got a new truck, so.
He was the bad guy, in quotes. Oh, John's got business to take care of.
Oh, serious.
Professor Fresh, hi. Sitting in on this one.
Glad I came.
Yeah, got good to see you, man.
In the snick of time.
Yeah. I actually just interviewed Halogen One here.
That's you?
That's what. Automatic.
Pleasure. I'm Fresh.
Professor Fresh. I didn't even get to the 80s with these guys, but they were probably born in 1993. Four.
So let me get this straight. The movie of which your t-shirt depicts was predates you? I went and saw that fucker. And no. Oh, my mistake. Yeah. I apologize. Pulp Fiction is great. I will say Jackie Brown holds a little dear spot in my heart. But I went and saw Pulp Fiction in the theater. Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
Or Del Roby. Let's call him his name.
Samuel Jackson's hair in Shaft. Killer.
The Shaft movie?
Yes.
That movie is terrible. It is. That's like proof that Sam Jackson takes any job.
Right, right. You know, I went to a wedding last weekend, and the DJ looked exactly like Samuel Jackson in Shaft. Exact. Goatee, bald head, tall, slender man. It looked exactly like him. And he was the best wedding DJ I've ever seen.
Hey, we're like cool.
Killing it.
Cigarettes back here, right?
I have no idea. Yes? Yes?
Okay, hold on, hold on.
What is that?
Mom? Hi.
Hi, Mary.
I'm up in the cities. I'm currently doing an interview. Yeah. I will. Bye, Mom. That was my mother.
Love you, Mom.
My mother cares about me.
She does.
It was her birthday yesterday.
Oh, it was?
It was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
Hey.
There she is. Yeah, we share a birthday.
Oh. That would make sense.
Yeah.
0619. Hey, come over here. Laura.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, you share a birthday with the Zodiac Killer. I just
thank you.
Out.
Thank
well,
you for that.
Well, the most, they never figured it out. You know, I remember years ago, this is funny.
That was like one of the creepiest things I remember.
Like, you ever seen the Zodiac movie?
What was it called?
Zodiac.
Zodiac?
Straight up.
I want to say yes.
It's very good.
Is there a couple of them?
Potentially.
There's probably some made-for-TV
Dirty Harry
movies.
Is based off of it. But Zodiac was later on, and I remember this was funny because this was pre-Iron Man. And I remember seeing a poster for it, and I was like, Zodiac, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Robert Downey Jr., and Mark Ruffalo. That'll be good. But here we are, flash forward like 10 years later, and it is.
It is good.
I didn't know they were going to be Avengers.
Right.
Two of them.
Weird.
Gyllenhaal, no.
Right, no. You couldn't even write a comic book character for him.
No.
He would suck.
He'd be like Gumby.
That would work. We're talking 80s. This is the best summer of your life. Ever. The best summer of your life.
Right now.
Would you say that?
Currently?
How's your summer going?
Well, I was just lamenting the fact that I haven't been booked on any festivals this summer, and that's missing. It's missing.
That would make
it
better.
It's missing in my life.
Is it?
Yeah.
Festivals are the thing.
No, it's good. I mean, I'm making moves like Slick Shoes and the Goondocks, but those are my lyrics. It's a good one, Rob.
80s movies. Right up your alley, Laura. Laura?
See, what I like about this is that you're editing this. This isn't
nope,
live.
I am not. Well, I'm not going to edit it.
This is live.
I'm beyond editing.
Is this?
That's Bush League shit, okay. Editing.
One take,
you
Jake.
Can cut
one
out.
Take.
What if I had a cough attack?
Well, we're gonna have to deal with it.
Okay, favorite 80s movie? Is that what we're on?
Yes. But you want to talk about the Goonies? That hasn't even come up yet.
Well, I tell you, and not to be exactly what we talked about the first time we did an interview here, but
Coming
Laura
to America.
We watched Coming to America yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Because, you know, it is my birthday. My royal penis was clean.
Yep.
You know, there's some really funny parts in that movie. Like, what does dumb fuck mean? And but truly, and
fuck we, you.
Yeah. Fuck you too. But we talked about John Amos.
Yep.
Amos.
Yep. John Amos.
He really shines in that movie. There's that scene where King Jeffrey Joffer comes to his house, played by James Earl Jones.
Yep.
He's amazing. It's really funny. He's like, I should kiss your hand, bow down. I kind of feel like breakdancing. And the part where he falls running up the stairs is fucking hilarious.
John Amos?
Yeah.
When? What, I don't remember that.
There's a part where he's like rushing between Daryl's at the door, you know, Eric LaSalle.
Yep.
And he's going back and forth, like trying to keep the king there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, the music dun, 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 picks up. It's one of those scenes.
Okay, yeah.
You know? It's funny. But, you know, this is something that Laura pointed out yesterday. There are an incredible amount of nonverbal cues in this movie.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Like, people will talk, and you'll just get like a... And then it cuts scenes. Like, there's a lot.
I think those were the moments they thought people would be dying laughing in the theater.
And they're not?
So they might be. Awkward? No, they're legit.
Okay.
They're funny.
I'm going to have to watch for those now.
If you're a king, if you're really a prince, I'll marry you. And right, there's a good example of it because he gives her the rings or the earrings and she just goes... And then he's off.
Yeah, yeah, on
and
the subway.
Happens a lot. Dog. You know, that's the thing about your radio thing here is you're not going to capture all
that. No.
Here, I'm going to do it again for you. And this is great.
Well, let's... yesterday... Actually, I just recorded a podcast yesterday, last night. Kind of a late night. I was up till like midnight last night, guys. So I'm just barely hanging in here today. So forgive me.
Midnight?
You're forgiven.
Midnight, yeah. When's the last time you saw 12 Bells, huh? Hmm?
I leave
like a Christ. Week ago?
I know.
We saw like 5 Bells.
Tonight, bro. I mean, I'm here in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis.
As Isham would show it, say.
Midi.
It's going to be here. Well, I came up to do a song with John. Dude, I'm sorry I'm interrupting.
No, that's cool.
That's my motherfucking man.
My man.
See, now another thing the radio can't capture is me blushing when Carnage calls me his motherfucking man. Your mom. Came to see you and John.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Brawesome.
You believe it, brother. That's awesome.
Well, okay. So we talked about the movie Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Adventures in
Babysitting.
Good movie.
Yep. And we came to the conclusion that there's a lot of 80s movies where it starts off, you know, everything's cool. Something happens, they got to rush home to either look like nothing's happened to their parents or to someone, right?
Sure.
Ferris Bueller, good example of that, right?
Yeah. Very good example.
You know, he gets home in time, blah, blah, blah. Parents are none the wiser that he was gone all day. Ferris Bueller.
Right.
Adventures in Babysitting, they get home, you know. Parents are like, oh, what'd you guys do tonight? Oh, nothing, you know what I mean?
Ate some chocolate, got zits.
Right.
That's your a jumbo-sized sewer rat, he says. You know, Adventures in Babysitting, we actually watched not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I've got a great...
I bought it for you.
No.
Nah, I think I
no.
did.
No. We watched it on demand.
Did we?
Okay. Right now on Netflix, Adventures in Babysitting, streaming, Ferris Bueller, License to Drive.
Nice.
Breakfast Club. Those are just the four that I've found so far.
See, this is why I don't do
Summer School.
No, I don't know about Summer School, but...
She's out of control?
The one. Oh, my boys, God, one of the guys. Just one of the guys.
Just one of the guys.
Oh, with the football helmets and the titties.
Yes, yes.
I'm convinced she does a great job. I mean, that's a very voluptuous woman to go, you know, from that to dude. It's pretty good.
It's the talent. Medical tape, or what did she use? Like the
ace bandages.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
What?
Lucas.
How dare you?
Lucas.
There you go.
Luca
Are you guys
Clakia.
A fan of the Corey Haim, Corey Feldman mashup?
Obviously.
The duo?
Well, you know.
Dream a Little Dream
Part 2, where the whole preview is Corey Feldman, Michael Jackson breakdancing.
Yeah.
And there's guns somehow. I don't know how from 1 to 2 they escalated to gunplay.
Right.
But it happened. Never seen it.
Okay. You know what? My brother bought me that on DVD, and I think I still have it unopened. Because I remember it being a terrible movie. It was not good.
I would watch it.
Part one is good.
Oh, real good.
Jason Robart. Robart? Yeah. Was that, is that his name?
Yeah. Robart. Yeah. Yeah.
He was a famous actor.
He's dead.
I'd imagine. He was old then. Corey Haim's dead, dude.
Right, he is. Oh, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you're laughing at that.
Well, it's just dark.
Yeah, it is dark.
I don't care.
Gotta give a shit.
You're over it.
No, the day Corey Haim died, I lived very far from here, and my sister called me, and it was not unlike having a sibling pass. Like, right. It was weird. She was like, Al. You been on Facebook today? Yeah. So did you hear? Yeah. And weirdly, I watched Lost Boys last night. She's like, shut the fuck up. Weird.
And now Corey Feldman, he survives, and he makes... Did you guys see his latest music video?
Yeah, the one with Sean Austin? Or is it a newer
one? Yeah. No, that's the one.
What's that song called? Continuum Liberation?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That happened.
I like how the party in the video is clearly sponsored by something.
Yeah. Like there's ads all over the place, yeah. Product placement. But I watched License to Drive today.
Oh, you did?
Today I watched that.
Today?
Yeah, on Netflix. And I still really like that movie.
Every time... Oh, yeah, it's good. Except for fucking Heather Graham.
Get out of my dreams. Get into my car.
It was because of that movie that I went into my yearbooks and cut out pictures of girls I liked. Only it wasn't the same. Like, Corey Haim, when he cuts that girl's picture, I was like a big-ass senior picture. Mm-hmm. Whereas I do it from my elementary school yearbook. And
it's
get
tiny,
like this
right?
Big.
Yeah.
And so I go back through my yearbooks, and there's, like, pictures of, like, girls missing. And then the back, like my friend Kevin's face got half cut off because he was on the next page.
You know, I will say this. Watching that movie, Corey Haim was not a very good actor.
No.
He was not.
If we're comparing Corey's, Feldman's the one that's got the...
He's got the chops.
Although in Lucas, that was good. That was good acting.
Well, I don't know what the hell happened to him in License to Drive.
Corey Feldman.
He got too cool. He didn't have to try anymore.
Corey Feldman caused the gremlins.
Yes, he did.
Corey Feldman killed Jason Voorhees as a child.
Yes, he did.
Corey Feldman. This list. Speaking of which,
Corey Feldman has the upper hand here.
Here's a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of an actor by the name of Michael Fichtner?
Michael Fichtner? No.
Yeah, you have.
I have.
Yesterday, I had this conversation with Ilpo and Nuts, Fuzz Talk Radio fame.
Yep.
And I said, I guarantee you. He's in tons of indie stuff, funny shit, but I guarantee you he's in at least 10 summer blockbusters you've seen.
Really?
Nate goes to the IMDb, starts going through it. I got 13 booms. They wouldn't let me count go, and I allow that.
Okay.
But Armageddon, Perfect Storm. Fuck, he's the new Shredder. That's what brought him.
Oh, okay,
on.
Okay.
He's in Drowning Mona. He's hilarious. He's Phil Dearly. Oh, my God.
What do you think of that new Ninja Turtles, huh?
I think it looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I think Megan Fox is a fox.
Hey!
I agree. Hey.
I don't like Michael Bay, though.
Well.
All these explosions and shit. Come on. Right?
I think it was Ilpo was saying that the turtles look too much like turtles, and he didn't like
them. I don't even know what it's not necessarily turtles. I don't know what it is they look like.
Is it locked?
I don't know if your mic's
more reptilian, less cartoonish.
Yeah, they're definitely reptilian.
Hey, yes. Wow, nice. Speaking of.
Ashley.
It's Ashley.
It's Ashley's birthday party. Surprise.
Hey, Happy birthday. I like your shirt.
Wow, that's
weird.
Just
talking about the turtles.
You just caught that? Hey.
Get out of here, Ashley.
See ya.
I know that girl from back in the day.
When you're a young, not that kid anymore.
Yeah.
But someday.
This was my co-host, Sidecar Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Sidecar Tony.
Yeah.
I've heard that, but I've never really noticed that. Toe thumbs. Stubby thumbs.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Can you do that?
What?
All right.
Stub thumbs?
Stub thumbs.
Yeah.
Well, how about 80s music? 80s music.
Oh. Where do you begin? 1983, the world changed when a man by the name of Ronald James Dio released an album by the name of Holy Diver. All right? I don't know if you know this. They kicked Ozzy out of Black Sabbath, got the god himself, Ronnie James, fronted. So then when he left, you know, he was originally in a band called Rainbow. Then he was in Black Sabbath. Rainbow in the dark.
I was all about Depeche Mode.
There's lightning.
Oh my god.
You know it always brings me down.
Is that the Black Sabbath song?
Fuck no, that is Rainbow.
That's
in the
Rainbow.
That's Dio.
Okay, okay.
He goes at one point, he goes, "You're just a picture. An image caught in time." He's brilliant though. He really is. Like, Between the Velvet Lies, Truth That's Hard is Steel. I could sit here and do lyrics all day. It's beautiful.
It's as far impressive. As 80s pop music goes.
Oh, I love that too.
What any favorites?
Well, even as a kid, I was a huge Janet Jackson, Paula Abdul fan. Like, this would have been Black Cat era, yep. Janet, and Opposites Attract.
When Janet was working with the
Jimmy Jam
and Terry Lewis.
Yeah, Rhythm Nation.
Little did I know that it was right under my nose.
Right. You had no idea. Although you had, what's his name, calling your house in the 80s. That was the 80s? When your mom was
Herschel
working.
Walker.
Herschel Walker calling your house.
And various others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That was me.
I know him.
Did you see, I believe it was Herschel Walker that recently said.
He beat Joe Louis's ass.
He said he could play in the NFL today.
Who did?
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker couldn't play in the NFL
and
after.
And then they
he
showed a
signed.
Picture of him, and he looks like he's in like a peak physical condition ever.
Nice.
And he's like 50. Sports.
He was a
Huey Lewis and the News.
Yes.
Yeah. I like Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
And the News.
And the news.
You know,
yeah.
The thing with your the subject that you're turning to now to music, pop music and stuff, it
yeah.
all ties into 80s movies as well. And I
it
think,
does. Absolutely. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, I think honestly they, you know, these songs were created and then they were like, let's make a movie kind of about the song.
Right.
Like well, License is, to Drive.
There's that.
Like Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News.
I think
there you
that
go.
Was made for the movie.
For the movie, yes.
Can I go back in time? Yeah. No, you know what's funny though? There's terrible songs that I absolutely love because they're in movies I like. And like, you know, this isn't 80s, more 90s, but the only reason I even stomach Blues Traveler is because they're at the end of Kingpin, and that's it. Like, I hated them. And then I'm like, well, they're in my favorite movie, so. And you know what? The last joke in Kingpin is the worst joke in the movie. Bye, Roy. Bye, whore. That's a B minus.
And that's a 90s movie, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We don't tolerate that right now.
Did you see the trailer for the new Dumb and Dumber?
I did.
Why do you call him Butthole?
The thing I'm concerned about with that is I don't want them to recycle all the old jokes that were good.
Although there were a couple even there. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And like, the car, yeah. The dog car.
Do you think they drive differently now?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you
that's
think
true.
Harry is any less in a hurry to get the schnauzer? I don't know, dogs. Yeah. Footlong. Who's got them? Every day I work, I cook footlongs, and I say that.
All right, we're going to cut this here. I was going to try to keep this to
good
an hour.
Good idea.
We're at 45 minutes right now.
Well, check this shit out. ProfessorFresh.com. Gone to play. Up your ass.
/ Jacob Wetterling.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
see ya.
That's another episode.
Bye.
That's an episode all in itself. Hey, I love you.
Love you.
Love you.
And that's episode 78. I guess it's kind of a bonus. I wasn't really planning on doing this, and it happened, and here we are. We're still friends, I hope. I'll be back this week. I got Mark Embeg. He used to be part of the band Definition of Dope, many other bands, but past episode, past guest, he's coming with his new band, and they're going to actually do a couple songs live. It's going to be pretty fucking sweet, dude. Either way, we'll be back 79 this week. Handshakes and high fives.